The Bible says in the book of Matthew 18, verse 19, "Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." Blessings and love. It is always a great day here at Refuge and Fortress. My name is Emmanuel O.
And I'm Lonnie O.
And this is Before Yes, your kingdom pathway to having a kingdom fulfilled relationship. On today's episode, we're talking about five ways to make long distance relationships work.
Still on long distance relationship.
You understand? Still on the topic of how do we make long distance relationship work? Yes. And that is coming up now. Number one, the first way to make long distance relationship work is what I call commitment, choosing each other.
Yes.
We've established from previous video that long distance relationship is a very difficult method of relationship. Some people kind of have to do it because of circumstances and situations, but it doesn't remove the challenges of being in a long distance relationship because we got needs. You know what I mean? But what makes it work though is both of you committing to the journey of the long distance relationship. Without the commitment, the promising of each other, I choose you. As long as you choose me, I will continually choose you every day. And I will commit to this process. And I will commit to see it through. Then, you know what I'm saying? So if you want to make your long distance relationship work, the first thing you got to do is just commit to it.
I choose you, you choose me.
Each other.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. So the second way to make long distance relationship work is planning your future together. If this is a kingdom relationship, if this is a relationship with an end goal of getting to marriage, you know, if this is a what's that word we call it? I forgot the word. But if this if this is a purposeful relationship, thank you. If this is a purposeful relationship, you plan the future together.
We're dating with a purpose.
Uh-huh. There you go. You plan the future together. And with those plans come an end date to the long distance relationship, to the long distance
aspect of the relationship.
Mm-hmm. So meaning there's an end goal where it's like, okay, you move here or I move here or we move somewhere together. Meaning you plan together. What is the future plans? What is the, you know, what are we doing moving forward? So you make it work by having those plans together. Dating with a purpose, even in a long distance relationship. There's no relationship that is just play. Date with a purpose. So there should be future plans in place with an end date of the long distance.
Absolutely. Number three, the third way to make a long distance relationship work, to make any relationship work, but especially long distance relationship, is by prioritizing fun things together, doing fun things together, having fun together. Listen, like I said, long distance relationship has its own challenges. You literally got to be intentional about everything you're doing. You got to carve out time to have fun. You got to carve out time to talk. You got to carve out time to get to know each other more. So you have to prioritize doing fun things together. You know,
and making memories.
Exactly. And that can involve maybe traveling down as much as you possibly can, if possible, or, you know, going to a restaurant, writing letters to each other. Hey, we don't do those things no more. Forget about the DMs and the text messages. Write a letter and spray some perfume on that thing.
You know what I'm saying? He used to write me letters.
You know what I'm saying? Write a letter, spray one of your favorite cologne on that thing and mail it out. Have her read it and have her keep it so she can cherish that moment, man. You know, like, let's go back to the old ways of doing things.
Absolutely.
It worked back then, you know? So just do fun and spontaneous things together and be fun about it. Like, just enjoy the process. Enjoy the moments. Long distance relationships are not the worst of life. Surprise each other. You know what I'm saying? Show up to your place of work unannounced and be like, whoa.
Unannounced. You better be doing the right thing.
Ah.
I'm just playing. kingdom relationships. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, man, just do fun things together. Enjoy each other's company. Go out together. Be on FaceTime. Thank God for FaceTime, right? Quality time. Prioritize spending quality time together. Yep.
And the fourth way in making long distance relationship work is by setting clear boundaries and expectations.
Explain.
Set clear boundaries and expectations. Because you're in a long distance relationship, sometimes it might feel like you're not in a relationship. But because you want to make it clear that you're coming, number one, we said committed to each other. You're committed to each other. So at this point, take it out your head. Imagine you're there with each other every single day. But set expectations, meaning I don't like this, I don't like that, I like this, I like that. You go out to parties and you dancing on girls. I don't like that. Just because I ain't there don't mean you should do that. You know, stuff like that. Like, set clear boundaries. Don't talk to this person or your ex or blah, blah, blah. And, you know, those kind of things where it's like, these are the things that are okay with me. The same things we talked about when we said communication and letting them know what is okay and what is not okay with you. It's the same thing when it comes to a long distance relationship. You make it clear so that way nothing comes by surprise. We don't find things out and it's like, oh, how did this happen? I was like, oh, I didn't know this was an issue. You communicate, you talk, but you set the boundaries, you set expectations of what you want out of this relationship.
And again, setting boundaries has more to do also with the kind of people you have around you. You know,
environment.
Let people know that you are in a relationship.
Relationship.
So that the people of the other sex could respect that.
Absolutely.
And respect you as well. So set boundaries, what you will allow, what you won't allow, and stuff like that. Number five. The fifth thing that we want to touch upon today as far as making a long distance relationship work is the creme de la creme of every relationship, and that is queen communication.
Yes,
my God,
so
you
important.
You can't make anything work without communication.
Yeah,
you can't make any relationship work.
Yeah,
any kind of relationship. It's not just romantic relationship.
Yeah,
any kind of relationship. You can't make it work without communication. You have to talk. You have to communicate. You have to get to know each other.
Yeah.
You have to
be honest.
Be honest and open with each other. You know, you got to really, really talk to each other and ensure that the line of communication is open and it stays open. If you're going through something, talk about it. If something good happened, talk about it. If something not so good happened, talk about it. If you're excited about something, talk about it. If you're upset about something, talk about it. This is your best friend.
Exactly.
Talk.
Exactly.
Communicate, bro.
Exactly. Just because you're not physically around each other doesn't make you less of friends in
just,
a relationship.
Just talk.
Yeah.
You know, so just have a conversation. Communicate. You know what I'm saying? You do these things. Your long distance relationship,
we blossom.
It will flourish like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Hello. Hallelujah. Amen.
All right. That's
amen.
All we have. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For you.
And that's all we have for today. I hope we've shared a tip or two to help solidify your kingdom union today.
Don't forget to subscribe, to share, to like, and comment down below.
And until next time, be the light.
Be the salt.
And remember,
all things are possible if you believe.